Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time we're looking at the first episode of As Miss Beelzebub Likes from Leiden Films, which is streaming on Crunchyroll.
And this is about one of the circles of hell, I guess?
So, I just looked it up because I knew this would come up. They're in the city of Dis, which is like the main city in hell, and it's actually the 6th through 9th circle of hell. There's various elements of it, and like various sins are punished in various parts of Dis, but it's also just where the demons live and shop and stuff.
So in here, it's portrayed sort of as a European-style castle and grounds. But then when they kind of go into the city center, it's more like a traditional modern Japan streets and whatnot. And we're following not Miss Beelzebub herself, who, of course, is like the head of the demons and does like different bureaucracy every day, but following her secretary.
But they mention that like for some reason Satan has gone missing, and thereby Miss Beelzebub is the one who's in charge of hell until they can find him again.
And so it's one of those shows that has like, it's purposely sort of contrasting like this concept of hell, but then the series is super like pastel, and the characters sort of have like a fluffy, light quality to them. Miss Beelzebub herself loves like fluffy sweaters and fluffy, cute things. And so we don't really, at least in the first episode, we don't really see any, like, thing that is really hell-specific, I would say. Nor does she sign, like, it's not like, oh, well, the paperwork she's signing is all, like, about various tortures or anything like that. Like, we don't really see any of that. So it's more kind of a, almost like a workplace, just general comedy, I guess, where the secretary guy is like super in love with her, but then doesn't want to be in love with her, so he's kind of like a tsundere character, and she's very lazy and doesn't really want to like get out of bed, and is also by the way, she often appears naked in this first episode,
and they pay particular mind to, like, show off that, of course, you know, she's smoking hot with the big bust.
And there's, like, a lot of comedy, in quotation marks, centered around her assistant, like, going into her room and her not using, like, sleeping naked. And then, like, these fluffy kind of creatures are the only thing that's covering her and stuff like that.
It seems really weird of a place to pick for the setting. I know you were like, what the hell is going on
here? The hell is this?
They're like so not demonic, and they kind of go into like, in a way, they're still somewhat like agents of heaven and all that, which is very kind of like Neil Gaiman thing. It just seems so like there could have been so many other settings. And, like, there's that one we watched a few seasons ago, which is in, like, the Japanese and, like, Chinese, like, where it was centered around King Enma. And it was kind of a workplace comedy, but at least then the joke was they're all so, like, pleasantly bureaucratic, but they're actually signing people who'd be tortured and all that. But this one seems to not want to even have to deal with that. It just wants to, you know what's fun names? Demon names. But I don't want to have them do demon stuff. I want them to do cute stuff.
Yeah, and it's more of a rom-com, I guess. Or like, almost like slice of life. But there definitely seems to be a romantic aspect to it. And from the opening, there's also like a lot of other, like, looks like couples or, you know, pairs of people that will show up as the story goes on. But then I feel like Miss Beelzebub also has that, like, most typical boring characteristic of so many, quote, evil, like, demon anime girls, which is she's, like, a really all-powerful demon that doesn't need to be protected by anyone and can literally, like, kill people, even her own minions, by a mere look. But she doesn't know how to handle the opposite sex. Oh, it's so moe. It's like, oh, okay, like, haven't we done this like 1,000 times. So, I mean, I love the character designs, love the palette of the show. I think it's a really great look.
It does make me wonder why they're not like spirits or angels or something like that, because it would seem like that would be more in line. And I guess what, like you're saying, it's supposed to be the contrast of like, it's all about hell and you expect it to be, you know, all reds and blacks and edgelords all around.
Oh my god. Actually, maybe I really would go for the slice of life rom-com, but everybody's an edgelord. Like, they just all try to out-chunibio each other.
I want to torture humans, but my power is too great. I'd just destroy them, and I would upset Lord Lucifer. What am I to do?
Yeah, maybe that would be better. I don't know. I'm just really not into this. I want these creators to take these character designs and their great aesthetic and do something so much better with it so that I could enjoy it.
My Edgelords in Hell demon rom-com. If anybody wants to help me produce it, please just reversethieves@gmail.com. Thank you very much.
Crunchyroll, I think, could help you out.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @reversethieves, @nartakiRT, and @hisuiRT.